You really want to detect a predator before it gets close enough for you to be able to see it. And so they potentially used other senses, like the sense of smell.
With its limited visual capability, Gastonia had to rely on a keen sense of smell and hearing to keep it alert of potential predators. Based on modern animal behavior, scientists also consider an intriguing possibility of another early warning system.
There are a lot of symbiotic relationships between animals today, and I have no doubt whatsoever that they existed in the past. Look at modern rhinos. They have poor sense of vision, so they rely on birds to alert them to approaching danger. These birds, in turn, are protected from their own predators by the rhino. I think that small pterosaurs would have had the same symbiosis with Gastonia. They would have been protected by the Gastonia, and in return, they would have warned it of potential danger.
But with its incredible array of defensive armor, why would Gastonia even need an early warning system? Its only vulnerability was its underbelly, which was not armored. No creature could possibly have been strong enough or clever enough to prey on it. But 50 meters away, paleontologists found fossil evidence of exactly why Gastonia might have needed an early warning system. In 1989, near the town of Moab in Utah, dinosaur hunter Robert Gaston discovered the remains of Gastonia, an armored dinosaur from the early Cretaceous. He had no idea that lying nearby was a second species, unknown to modern science. Only this one was a predator. And scientists would soon discover this was no ordinary killer,